Come on, put your hands together for our pastor this morning.
Brother Ronnie. Brother Ronnie. Yes, Lord.
Give God some praise this morning for our pastor. I was thinking this morning, I'm so glad to see Pastor back in the house of the Lord. So glad to see her walking here this morning. So it's just an honor to have her in our presence, in the pulpit. Not just in our presence, but in the pulpit, being a faithful, faithful soldier. So come on, give it up for God, for our pastor. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Bless his name.
Should be on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again. He's so good. Glad to be in the house of the Lord. I had to put my little thing in there. I do pray that the Lord will bless us today. I don't have a long sermon. I just have a word. And that's from God. I just, in a period of my life where, there's a lot going on. And, I'm learning a lot. And I'm learning how to stand on the word of God. I'm telling you, you got to stand on the word of God. So will you stand? We'll pray and we ask God to bless the service today. Father, I want to thank the Lord for sending the people he sent here. I've met people, because I meet people, like they think Walmart. It was, Walmart was my field out there. I'd bring people in here from Walmart. But, you know, I got fields now in where I go. I got such a nice neighborhood that I live in. I move where I'm the only black face in there. And I don't mean it that way. Don't take it that way. I'm always doing that. I don't go to a neighborhood trying to find out who live in there. Ernie go find me a house and we moves in it. But yesterday, therefore yesterday, all the women are mostly that was in the live where I live. I live in a subdivision. It's a cul-de-sac and not in a, it's a Westwood something or other. But anyway, it's about 22 houses in there. And all the women came to my door and they said, Celeste, we want you to know we are glad to have you here. And whatever you need, come to us. The Lord is good. So they know my name is Celeste Davis because we have a rectory that they send out every year. There's 22 houses in there. And your name is on it, your address, and your phone number. So when I come to the door, and I was going to go to every door in that neighborhood and say hello. And when I come to the door, they say, hello, Celeste, because I'm the only in the neighborhood. How about that? Amen. And I'm not saying, I hope y'all, see, I know how people are. If y'all ain't taking this the right way, then you ain't no Christian. I'm the only one in there, and I love it. And I just love it because I just believe all God's children, green, yellow, people, yellow, green, brown. I love it. I love, on TV, I love to look at Earth Odyssey. Y'all, anybody look at that? I just get amazed at God. I'm just amazed. I'm just amazed. I just, when I see a different kind of fish, I'm just crazy, I guess. Maybe I'm old. But I'm just amazed at the wonder how great our God is and how if we just would believe him and trust him and love him and serve him, because he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Hallelujah. We would just do that. And I'm going to tell you, fast and bring your body under that. And the Lord didn't say if you fast. He said when you fast. He didn't say if you fast. So he expect when he says some of these things come out, nothing but by prayer and fast. We want to see God move. We got to kill these bodies. You know, and make them obey. The body's supposed to obey us. We ain't supposed to be obeying it. Amen. But you can't do that until you know, like a kid. Sometimes you got to put a switch to that kid. Hello. I raised 10, I know. Raised 2 boys and 8 girls. And there they sit. And my daughter, one daughter said, Mama, you whoop me every day. I said, well, you probably was the worst. I didn't whoop her every day, though. I believe in old time religion, old time upbringing. Yes. Children of God, the old time is the best. Yes. If you bring them up any other way, you're going to get this new stuff coming out of them. I'm telling you, these kids got to, I listen to you all talk. I'm not out among people, you know, maybe like you all. You know, I go to a Walmart, and I'm a very talkative person. And nobody going to be in that line that I don't talk to. If you behind me, I'm going to say something to you, and I'm going to start a conversation with you. I'm going to find out where you coming from. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you about my Jesus. Because y'all got to realize I'm twice older than some of y'all, and I've been in this thing a long time. And God has taught me many things. Praise the Lord. And I just want to thank him. I sit here and I was sitting down the chair. I said, Lord, thank you. I just thank you. I just appreciate you so much. I just don't know how to say it. I say, I don't. So help me. You know what I mean? So through the day, you know, I live talking to God. And keep your mind on the Lord, you know. Amen. I don't have a lot to think of, but I'm just, you see how tired tongue I can't even talk this morning. I'm just so grateful to be living in the land of the living and thanking God for Jesus. I'm thanking for this building. I thank him for the place he gave me. I just love God. He just my kind of person. That's all. Yeah, that's right. And so I was thinking today, me and Stephanie. Stephanie used to come over every Sunday when she could. And we had started doing some things. As I was going to write and say, Stephanie, we was looking at something on the computer. I said, the computer done fell apart. Honest goodness, I picked my computer up and it just fell apart. Some off the side came loose. I said, oh, well, I just, whatever. But it was kind of funny to me, you know, because it fell apart. I said, well, maybe I don't be looked in this. I was going to look at Jane Pittman or whatever, but however. But I said, I started laughing, you know. So Al was said, well, his son going to get me something. I said, I was asking today because I don't know one thing from another. I said, what you say he going to get me now? Because if he ain't going to get me a computer, I got to go buy me a computer. So I said, does he get me something like a computer? All this new stuff come out, you know, you get so, I feel like, I said, Lord, I know I'm far behind from you all, you know, some of y'all, but I just want to thank, I want to stand to thank God for Jesus. And thank God for his word. One thing, I may be behind some of y'all, but I know his word is true. I've tried it for 80 some years. I know his word is true. Sister, I think back to where he brought me from. Hallelujah. His word is true. I think of the things I could have got into and he took me around. His word is true. I think of when the enemy wanted to destroy me, God put us in, no, you can't have her. Nope. This belonged to me. I just thank the Lord. I seen him work in my life. I have. Hallelujah. And he gave me a word. He said, told me to be strong. And I said, Lord, I'm trying to be strong. I'm trying. Help me to be strong. We had a song in this church saying, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might, be strong. Be valiant for the master, he will help you win the fight. Be strong. I told you, and I think I'm going to do that, Al. I'm going to be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might, be strong. And wait a minute now. See, we had desk camps on our songs. So here the brothers over here. Okay. We'll say, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Be strong, be strong, be strong, be strong. And we had a brother that was a deacon. Oh man, he could get down there. Be strong. And so some of these songs, it's good songs. Because they wrote songs out the word. They ain't got no fluff and puff. They wrote songs out the word of God. They sung the word of God. So it's good. So Father, I just want to thank you for being here today. I really appreciate you. I will give what you have given me, and I'm glad to be able to stand to give it. But one thing you told me that gave me courage to stand, you said you're going to use me again. That keeps me moving. That keeps me, Lord, when I'm feeling bad and when I go through, that keeps me. Because no matter what nobody say, I know your word is true. So I thank you for it. Bless the service today, Lord. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Give us a heart to understand and a mind to do it. I ask it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He's a good God. Woo! And he is. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. I miss my Dee Dee. Well, she's tired. Bless her heart. I'm telling you, we living in a different world. I tell you, the kids work so hard, and sometimes they ain't got nobody to help them. They can't get nobody to drive the school buses. What is going on? I tell you, we as Christians that are free, you know what I'm saying? We need to look and see and make sure we stay up. You know, I'm so grateful for Toby. He's so patient with Pastor. He's so patient. He's a patient child. He's a good child. I thank you for Kobe. He's a good child. And I feel I can ask him anything. Or if I tell him anything, he don't say, well, I don't know. You know, no, he's just a good kid. And I really thank God for you, Kobe. I do. I appreciate you and I lean on you and I'm going to lean heavier. See, every age you get weaker, you know, so I have to, you know. So if I live with if I have another birthday, I'm gonna be leaning a little harder. Amen. Which I will have some more birthdays, I'm sure. That's what God told me. So I just want to thank the Lord. I want you to turn to John. And may the Holy Spirit help us. May he help me, if not long or however. I don't try to figure out how long. I just want to deliver my soul. My pastor taught me that. Deliver my soul. When I'm through, he through, I'm through. All right, I want to start in the 8th chapter. Amen. And I'm glad that Sister Vicky is fasting with me on Wednesday. That's my fast day. Yeah. But when we went to church, Wednesday was the church's fast day. So Wednesday, I've been fasting on Wednesday since who knows when. Because that's what they taught us, you know. I fast. That they said the early church fast on Wednesday. Now, I don't know how true that is, but what they said. So we fast on Wednesday. Amen. So you just get. And I'm going to tell you, fasting is a good thing to do because it kills the flesh. You know, and if you can't, you know, not eat or not do something, that travels into your other life. So fasting helps you to obey the Spirit. If you can bring the body, so you only have part of the body. You got body, soul, and spirit, right? Okay, so then if you fast, make it do right, and you find out you'll be a better Christian. Amen. I'm telling you, you'll be a better Christian. Something else, and you'll stay healthier. You hear what I'm saying? You'll stay healthier. Amen. Because he will tell you what to do. See, now, I told the Lord, I said, God, it's hard now people to fast because so many people on so much medicine. And I'm not fussing about you being on medicine, but I'm telling you, a fasting will help you to stay healthy. Listen, I'm a witness. I've fasted 40 days, 30, 21 days, 5. Every time you knew I was fasting. You asked Dee Dee. Dee Dee would fast with me. Is that right, Gwen? I fasted and prayed because that's what the Lord taught me. And I'm feeling good. In fact, I got my health report back, and my doctor is just fascinated. I passed the crazy test. At 60, you take the crazy test. Everybody, at 60, you take the crazy test. What day is it? You know, so stupid. What do you mean what day it is? It's Friday. You gave me an appointment. So I passed the crazy test. And then she told me, she was just fascinated. My doctor is really sweet. I think she's a Christian woman. I've been with her since 1970 or something like that, since I was 70 years old. But she's a sweet woman. She really is. She understands me. You know, she don't try to make me do nothing. You know, she know I'm a crazy. And I tell her, I say, I appreciate you. Cause I know you're medical science. You're medical. And I'm crazy. So I can't do what y'all tell me to do, you know, because it's not what God is telling me. So you can't say that it's wrong cause I'm 83. How old are you? Yeah. I say, my knees don't hurt me. You know what I'm saying? I feel blessed. You know what I'm saying? I feel blessed. My body is in when I went and when Gwen Whitbridge took me to this new thing they take you to. They ain't the hospital, it's between that. But they do everything to you they do in the hospital. They took me through everything and they said, "Miss ma'am, ain't nothing wrong with you." What are you doing at your house? Ain't nothing. You're healthy. I mean, they'd be fascinated. Why? It's God. If we do what God tell us to do, he gonna do his part. And then he tell us to fast. He didn't say if you fast. He said when you fast. And so when he said when you fast, I had to do something with that when. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say if. Now y'all fast if y'all want to. You should, everybody should be fasting. The way this world is going, honey, wake up. We don't know. It's God that's keeping us. And the crazier things that the leaders are coming up with, we hardly got a leader that's standing for righteousness. Well, you think God gonna take us? He gonna just say, "Oh, America, y'all so sweet. I just, you sweet." No, no. No. So this woman, did they say that, well, she's against abortion. Whoever her name is, I gotta write it down. See, I forget. She said, whether it's that. I said, "Lord, I got to write this woman's name down because I'm sure gonna vote for her." Y'all better wake up. We gonna have to love God. He's the one that's gonna keep us through things. And we so cute, you know, other people. One of the saints here had a vision. I think it was Erica. Well, she dreamed there were tanks in the street. Who knows? I don't know if she's a, you know, what kind of dreamer she is. But she dreamed there was tanks coming down the street. I mean, we was in, otherwise had been, whatever you want to call it. What? Yeah, she dreamed. She said she dreamed that. And she told it in the church, you know. Well, not us. You ain't got God. You ain't got nothing. I don't care if you, God is the weapon that you need. You don't invent something, shoot. You get something you invented, gonna do this and that. If God don't help you, you lost. America, we must stay under God. We must trust in God and we must be godly. Is that what the Bible say? All right. So let's go to Matthew, what I said. John, what? And everybody, I knew this verse by memory. In our church, we had to learn verses by memory. Okay, I'm going to start. Let's see. I'm going to start at the 16th verse because I want to get on to the verse I want. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I am my Father that sent me. It is written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. Is that right? I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness of me. Then said they unto him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, If neither ye know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also." These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him. For his hour had not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, "I go my way, and ye shall seek me and shall die in your sins." "Whether I go, you cannot come." Then said the Jews, "Will he kill himself? Because he said, 'Whether I go, you cannot come.'" And he said unto them, "Ye are from beneath, I'm from above. Ye are of this world, and I'm not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." If we don't believe that he's the one that's going to bring us out and take us through and the one we should love, we will die. Now that's kind of a little something down there. I've said I'm not a college graduate. But I know one thing, you got to have Jesus. Because you just can't make it by yourself. You hear me what I'm saying? You got to have Jesus because you can't make it by yourself. Amen. And it's got to be Jesus. Can't be no other name. Jesus, the Messiah, or something that's in the scripture. All these other names can't go. No. It's the name of Jesus the devil's scared of. He absolutely fears the name of Jesus. I know I've been in this work years. I was preaching when I was 14, 15 years old. I've been in this work a long time. And I've seen Jesus, the name of Jesus, move people. I've been in hospitals. And I've been, you know, just in jails. And I've seen the name of Jesus move people. I was a young minister at this time, and I went to the jail. Never forget it as long as I live. And I just preached the gospel. And when I gave the altar call, I think I told you about this. This big, tall, good looking, 6'6", come to the altar, tears streaming down. Well, the brother that I went with, they run back, Sister Dave was preaching, and somebody got saved. So that gave me the out to get Sister Davis to preach, you know what I'm saying? You know how people are. I've seen the name of Jesus and his reality work. You hear what I'm saying? You, the people you see on the street, Sister, she probably was really sweet. Didn't see people. People that need help, you know, stop. Don't be going somewhere so fast that you can't never see nothing. You allowed to walk over to somebody that's talking about committing suicide. Jesus ain't here personally. He in us. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Is that right? Jesus, when he walked, he saw things. He looked and he paid attention and praise the Lord and his mind. And then he got so famous, of course, everybody loved him, you know. I mean, love what he had or whatever that goes, you know what I'm saying? But you should be, we should be where people can call on us. Like, praise, if you live in a neighborhood, that ought to be your, whatever, your vineyard right now, whatever you want to call it. You know, people in the neighborhood should know you saved. Call you crazy, whatever they want to call you. You're stuck up, and you know they got a name for us, whatever they want to call us. But they should be able to come, the lady across the street, come over and I met her name, Max, I just love her. And, she asked me to pray, the church to pray for somebody, and the Lord touched her. So she came over across the street. She said, Celeste, I'm so glad you prayed. Thank you. Now bring them all. Come on. Pray for this and that. you have a lot to pray if you live right and let people know that you love God. It's not a secret, is it? It should not be a secret. You should have no secret service now. You're not secret. I'm not. You ain't got to go around and carry a sign. I preaching is there. Say carry a sign or put your Bible in. I hear somebody just carry their Bible all the time. Why you do that? You ever stop and read it to anybody? If you listen, I never could understand that part of it. Carry your Bible around. You know, like I'm whoever you are. You know, your life will show up. Your love will show up. You love people that's going to show up. I don't care if you're going to get some clothes or you at Macy's or wherever you are, it's going to show up. You ain't got to strangle the Holy Spirit because he's going to be there. His main purpose ain't like us. You may be going to find a dress. He going to see who he can help. He don't have your same agenda. God don't have your agenda. I say he don't have your agenda. You may be going to Walmart to pick up something, but he got another agenda. He don't have our agenda. And I pray God every day. I say, Lord, help us as Christians, hallelujah, to be Christians. Help us, God. And he will. And you've got to smile anyway, so people just love you, see. Yeah. Praise the Lord. People notice you. You are noticed. You ain't got to put a sign on your head. You ain't got to say honk for Jesus. Jesus gonna show up in you if he's there. Yeah. You ain't got to do that. Honestly, you don't have to do it. Praise the Lord. I'm just happy today to be here. Wait a minute, I ain't through yet. I know y'all think Sister David's gonna let us go. I'm gonna let you go, but you know, all the turkey, what y'all having? All the chicken and stuff, it'll be there when we get there. Amen. And here's another thing. Everybody, I agree. I love get-togethers. I do. I love, what you call them? It's another word for it. You know, when you come together. I love, not say function so much, but, huh? Fellowship. Thank you, Brother Al. Give him a praise. Clap your hands. Yeah. Well, I love fellowship. I love fellowship. You know, maybe people don't, but I do. I love people coming together. It's something about people coming together. And things are going to change with people coming together. We're going to realize we're going to be glad to get together. Live on. We're going to be glad. Somebody told me, my son was a prophet, and he said, Mama said, he told me some things. He said, Mama, you're going to live over 80. He told me that. He told me exactly the day, not the day, but the time. I said, well, that's good. You know, that's okay, you know. But it must be true because I'm still living. I'm still here. I'm glad to be alive. And I'm glad for the word of God. I'm glad it's true. I'm glad that we can depend upon it. I'm glad that we're fasting and praying and seeking God. Children of God, the Lord said, when you fast, it's nothing wrong with you fasting a day a week. It's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, you ought to be fasting. All this stuff we go through, you need to be fasting. And then again, you know, people have trouble with the weight and they have trouble with this and that. Praise God. I used to weigh over 200 pounds, 225 pounds. Yes, I did. The Lord put me on a fast. That's how I believe in fasting. Put me on a 30-day fast. And I ate at 6. Ate a little something at 6 o'clock, but I fasted every day to 6 for 30 days. And I lost, and I ain't gained it back. You didn't know that, did you? I weighed 225 pounds. That's what I weighed. And I wasn't feeling good. This is wrong, and that's wrong, and praise the Lord. So fasting will help you and keep you healthy. Amen. You know, it didn't make your body know that it got to obey you. You know, you the master. And it'll help you to get rid of some of the faults. Because if you can put on a cookie and say, I'm not eating it, you can put on some other things. You'd be surprised what it does. Fasting will help you to overcome some things. You hear what I'm saying? And wait a minute, let me tell you something. It's not, the church is going to fail. The church is going to fail. The Lord said there's some things that come out only by prayer and fasting. Now, we're going to let people come in here that somebody needs to have been fasting and praying and seeking God and can't get rid of the devil or whatever. Come on now. We want a church. Ain't no goody-goodies going to come up in here. You're going to have some people that need some help. And don't let nothing happen at a church. When I was a kid, I lived close to a big market. They call it, Eastern Market. Kind of like down in Soulard. And there was a man down there that was touching people and praying for them. So we had some nuts in my day. And he was down there, and they say he was covered with all the, you know how people are. But he was down there praying for people at this market. And people was getting well. Do you not know they filled that market up going down there? People went from everywhere to see this man that's healing the sick. Just like Jesus. They came to him. He healed the sick. They weren't trying to serve him or to go to heaven or nothing. They just come to see him giving them something. Amen. But this is the day and the hour when we're going to have to come up with something now. You know, people are... Brother Al was telling me some things about, you know, what he wanted to do, and it's wonderful. Because you got to show people, it's not now mouth. It's got to be some action to this thing. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to help your neighbor when it's needed and they get the help that they say they're looking for. You can't be like other people going to church. Well, I'm a whatever. I'm living across the street from a wonderful little lady. I love her. She's a young woman, and she's really smart. She tore a wall down in the house by herself. Put in a new flow. I said, go ahead. But she says it was a pastor, Pentecostal pastor's wife. I didn't ask her, was they still together? Cause I haven't met him. I ought to see her. And so she's over there. And so, I'm nosy. So I went over and met her, and I'm going to help her, you know, do some things, you know, so she's real sweet. I said, now, you want me to help you? Because I'm trying to find out about this girl. She said she's Pentecostal. Come on. So, you know. And so I said, Lord, we have really left. Now, she's a nice person, very, just sweet as she can be. I ain't going to tell you her name because she may come to church. But however, we need the Lord. We need to go back to the where we came from. You can't tell it no more. You know what I'm saying? We do what they do, go where they go, you know. Come on now. We got to ask God to help us to get rid of some of the world. Well, I ain't hear no amen on that. That's okay. Too much world in the saints, in all of us. It's just too much of, you know, do you ever sit down and say, now, Lord, I used to didn't do this. And I ain't talking about nothing sinful. It's just something that you could have had time to do something else. Lord, I used to didn't do this. What happened to me? What happened to you? Me happened to me. I say me happened to me. And I told the Lord, I said, God, you help me. And so I don't know how y'all pray, but my whole prayer all day, I know he get tired of me. I said, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. Because I know what God gave me, and I ain't got it seem to know. I said, Lord, help me. Help me to, you know, forgive me. Forgive my body, soul, and spirit. Forgive. I do some terrible prayer. But forgive. This is all day. I do this shucking. Lord, help me. At night, Lord, help me. I go to sleep and thanking for, you know, the day and this. And then I said, Lord, help me. Because somehow in my spirit, I feel like I need help. Because I feel like the people need help. And I know I got to have God in me of a truth to help the people that need help. So, Lord, help me. Help me. And that's what I've been praying. Okay, so let me read this verse I want to get down to. Okay. Y'all with me? Okay. Okay, so in Jesus, I may skip some verses. I'm going to read number 26. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake of them of the Father. They didn't understand what he was saying. Then said Jesus unto them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him. Isn't that beautiful? As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed not, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. If we continue to do what God is teaching us, living, and you not listen, every year we live, if we live godly, listen, don't be like nobody else. You pull off, you. Selena, you. And I've seen lots in my day. I could talk to you. Oh, yes. Amen. God ain't looking for the one to talk to and what, but he look for that. He look for somebody he can use. Someone that's going to hear him when he speak. Someone that's going to obey him and do what he say. So he may pick up somebody that, you know, you may not have picked him, but did he pick him? He's a good God. Okay. He say, and ye know the truth. Wait a minute. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, now if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Let's continue in the word of God that we know and grow in the word of God. Listen. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. One of my favorite verses. And that word has not set you free. Everywhere this scripture is found, it say make you free. And when I think of making, when I think of that, I think of things God made. Like, He didn't set the world. He made the world. He made the sun. He made the moon. And so he said, what did he say? What's the word for, I want you to remember 8:32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall transform your life. It'll transform my life. It will do what we trying to do, sister, in ourselves, the truth. When we learn the truth will make us free. Otherwise, it will transform us. It will take out the mess that you've been trying to get rid of. It will take out the things that you're trying to get rid of. Just learn the truth about that thing and let the Lord let that truth go in there and it will, I'm trying to preach now. That will make you free. It would transform you like God did the world. Do that make sense? So Lord, let the truth abide in me. Make me free. You know, and you know when now the flesh will say the mouth talks a lot of stuff, you know. It's something else that mouth for you. We'll preach on this sometime. We say a lot of things. We say a lot of things, beloved, but listen, the truth will make you free. You want to be free of anything that's holding on to you. Learn the truth about that thing and let the Lord make you free. Make you free. He will transform you. He will take it out. You know, people, they did this whole lot of stuff and we can't get rid of stuff and blah, 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 this. Hallelujah. But the truth, when you learn the truth will transform you. Otherwise, it will transform. The truth transforms. You don't just pick on this and take a little bit of that. Praise the Lord. We can be free of everything that God done told us to free ourselves from. Give me your truth, Lord. Because when that truth go in there, Selena, it will transform you just like he made the world. You'll just be just as free as a bird in a cage. Oh, no, in the sky. Because in the cage, he a bird that let out the fry. And sometimes it hurts, you know. Sometimes it hurts. It really does. Sometimes it hurts. Amen. So listen, I don't know how long the Lord wants you to fast. You know, I don't know, you know. But you should, every saint ought to fast. Everybody that love God ought to fast. I'm not saying they ought to fast every day, but I'm saying they should have a time to put away. Fasting is the only thing going to help you to put away some things. If you can't put away a cookie, how in the heck you going to put away smoking? You know, you look at the big thing, but if you can overcome passing by a donut that you love so much, oh, them Krispy Kremes, yummy, yum, yum. But if you can pass by that donut shop, praise the Lord, then you can overcome, I'm telling you now, it's the truth. You can overcome some things in your life that you know you need to do. If you gossip too much, if you put away some things, because gossip with your mouth, right? So if you stop putting them cookies in your mouth and you can pass by that, you can overcome that. It's the truth. You know, God ain't asking you to start, and he's so good. Because can't nobody in here say, I don't have anything in my life. No, we don't do no big, no sin. We don't commit adultery. We don't commit fornication. Well, fornication could be, you know, but I won't go with that. Well, it ain't just what people think. You know, it's not just physical. It's other things. But we as a whole, we love people. We do that. Hallelujah. But why is it that with other stuff like, praise the Lord, that a neighbor get on your nerve, or somebody at the store says something to you, something, and you can't get over that? That's what he wants you to get over, honey. He not, you know, come on. Amen. So he said, now listen, I love this part. Ye shall know the truth. When you fasting, then I heard Al say, I heard Brother Dawson. I heard him say, God told me thus and thus and thus and thus when I was praying. He told me that. He will set you free. He'll set you free, honestly. Amen. Ain't nobody loves sugar no more than I do. I love cookies. And believe me, because I control my health with food, it's hard. Because my husband bought some honey cakes in the house. I said, Lord, I just got to taste a little bit. Amen. A little bit until it turned to a half one. I said, oh, now, come on, flesh. You got to go now. No. So I left that message. You know, you're still human and you still got human thoughts and you still got a body that you have to control until we see Jesus. You're going to be fighting this body till you see him. I'm not saying you're not going to overcome some things. Sure, we don't overcome. We don't lie. We don't steal. We don't do those kind of things. We don't commit fornication. We don't do this. But it's the little foxes that's eating up the vines of God's people. It's the little bitty things that we don't pay any attention. Well, at least I don't do so and so. Yeah, but you're doing over here doing something else. And then we got to feel, well, then we, you know how we do ourselves. We judge ourselves. We say, well, Lord, at least I ain't doing that. Yeah, but you're doing this. You know, you look at the sinners or maybe other people that don't live like you or maybe have a sanctified life that you live, you know, amen. Well, they do so and so and so. We don't do that, you know. They do, you know. I know we save because we don't do stuff like that, you know. Yeah, but you do another stuff. And you get your mind off of other people. Stop judging yourself by other people. You know, God, you can't sit them nowhere. They'll beat you there. My pastor used to preach, he said, you know, said, some of these people you think ain't going nowhere, they'll be there and you'll be surprised you got there. You know, you be like, oh, I'm here. Praise the Lord. Jesus is coming. And Jesus is coming soon. He is. But I'm asking God to help us, all of us, to let the truth make us free. Lord, set me free. I pray this. Amen. Everything in my life, everything. Praise the Lord. Because if you around people, you know, y'all are married. But you still got to get along with each other. I don't see no hell on either head. So it's going to be some miss whatever. You know, I know y'all get along better than most people get along. But it's always going to be something. You know what I'm saying? Something maybe that he said to him or that she said. Or you said something that you shouldn't have said. You know, I'm talking about maybe the way you answered. Yeah, you know, because you're humans. So you got to be watchful unto prayer. And fasting is going to help you. Fasting is going to help you. I say fast is going to, it do something to your spirit. It really does. It changes things in you. It really does. It changes you. It does. And it makes you healthy too. Y'all would have to be taking all, going and paying this man all his money to get medicine. You know, medicine you can't afford half the time. You have to, you know, like people, stuff they could have done, you know, they could have done something different. I'm a health nut, by the way, as y'all see. I am. You know, my doctor, I said, please. She said, I understand, Celeste. So she don't try to make me do nothing. You know, because she know I'm going to go try to find an herb that's going to match that. You know, if I got a runny nose, I'm going to go look for a herb that'll stop a runny nose. That's, no kidding. I'm an herbalist, and I don't care because God, I believe the Lord made the earth. And the leaves on the tree in heaven is for the healing of the nation. And so I feel that something natural can heal you of anything you got. I'm just stupid and I love it because I'm 88 or 83 and I'm still stupid. I get an herb for every, if it's something, you know, that I have or something that I, you know, I take an herb. Yeah, I take an herb and I just thank God so much for it. And some of this stuff is expensive. You know, I don't look now on the TV and they come up with some $90 or something like that. No. I go to a herbal store, you know, and I buy what I need. But the Lord has been so good to me. Come on, y'all clap your hands. He's so good to y'all. I don't have to have a lot of herbs now, Tawana. I don't have to have a lot now because I'm gonna say this for God. A lot of times, women my age, you know, they feel like I'm going through the same thing they go through, you know. I can't walk. I can't, you know, this is hurting and that's hurting. and I don't know what to say half the time because they're sweet. Now, girl, you know when so-and-so, oh, Lord. And you know, ain't none of this bothering me now, but they talk. And you know when you're having something. And I said, honey. So I had to tell them, that don't bother me. Now, if you want to know why, I'll tell you. Amen. Amen. But I brag on Jesus. I'm bragging. I can walk. And I ain't got no pains in my knees and in my legs and nothing. And I'm old enough to be crippled. Like my other folks is this age. But I'm not. And I thank God. Because he's been my God for these years. I thank him. I thank him. Amen. I just thank God is so good. But tell you, this is really funny. I may have told you this, but my doctor, like, she know I'm a nut. So she said, so when the COVID broke out, she said, Celeste, she said, have you had a pneumonia shot? But heck, I don't remember taking no shot. I don't take a shot unless you drag me down there. I don't know. And I can't remember being drugged down there. I said, so she said, Celeste, you take, I said, I don't know. She said, Celeste. And she looked at me with love in her eyes. She said, take a pneumonia shot. I said, okay. In the place I go, you get the shots in the same building. So I felt I should obey her. She said, y'all got to stay with me now. And I went over and I had a pneumonia shot. I did get COVID about 3 weeks ago, very slightly. Why? Because I had prayed and I asked God, I said, Lord, I'm not talking to nobody. I'm not getting in this pulpit and tell people go shots. That's going to be them. I said, the shots and stuff going to be people. I'm not going to be telling them what to do. So I prayed and I said, God, do I need to go get these shots? And I'm talking about me now. I can talk about myself, can't I? And I said, Lord, should I go? So the next morning, Bridget said, Mama, I'm coming over and get you and take you to get your shots. I ain't told her nothing. Bridget. I said, okay, here I go. You talking about glad I got them shots. So I was glad because when COVID came, I was sick, but not like other people got sick of COVID. No. And I still got this weakness a little bit, but I just want to thank. I think those shots took me. Because something is good. You know, God knows that I'm an herbalist, so he just deals with me like, but now there have been things I haven't had to have a shot for. You know what I'm saying? It depends on where you are and what you know, God knows you. Don't think he don't. God know you, honey. Shucking. Don't think you make him fool me, but you can't fool him. So you should know the truth, and that's in everything. Everything in your life, God is going to give you the truth of it. And it's going to make you free, not set you free. It's going to make you free. And I like the word make. And I hate to hear people say set you free. I said, no, set and medic, they ain't the same thing. So I looked up both of them scripture. They found in two places. I said, I know John 8:32 because I learned that by memory. I said, no, I say make and set is two different words. It said the truth is going to make you free. It's going to create, it's going to take that truth that you know about whatever you're trying to get the truth of. It's going to make, it's like him, he made the earth. It's going to supernaturally do for you what it's supposed to do. I'm so glad of that, Tawana. The truth has really made me free. Amen. And then here's another thing. You don't have to go around sprouting what you feel, just what, you know, just be loving to your neighbors and everything, you know what I mean? But everybody's not alike. Your neighbor's not you, you, and they, them. Or your best friend, even. You know what I'm saying? Tell you best, oh girl, so and so, you know how people talk, they always got their opinion, and I'm talking about people in the church, they got their opinions, but your opinion should always come from God, and you should have a personal relationship with God yourself. You ain't got to go ask him or her. You know, I'm not saying you shouldn't let people pray for you. Now I'm not saying that, because I've called for prayer. You know, I've called and asked my brother, especially the one who anointed me to be a pastor. And I'm just not up here, by the way. You are under, You are under, we was under Brother Rich, Brother David. Brother David anointed, he put me in, you know, ordained me. So I am ordained. I got a little thing up in my office. The day I was ordained with a little stamp on it. You know, I have been ordained. And I just want to thank God for Jesus. And you shall know the truth. You're going to know it. He's going to tell you the truth. You'll be around here trying to find truth. Jesus is the truth. And you going you read your Bible, you'll come say, well, doggone, there it is right there. You know, sometimes I say, wow, Lord, look at that. You something. I always tell myself, Lord, you really something. I tell you. You know, I see this little fish. I say, Lord, you just can't nobody like you. You just something. He hears you when you talk. Talk to God. Become acquainted with him like he's your friend. Walk with him every day. Have a time to spend with God. He loves it. He loves it. It's like, you know, I want my husband to love me and, you know, take some time with me. Goodness gracious. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't want to, you don't want Sister Vicky to go to Hawaii and stay a year and you ain't there. You know what I'm saying? You want to be around the person that you love. And he loves you and he'll be with you. He'll talk with you. Praise the Lord. Selena, you should really be having, because you got that kind of personality. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And talk to him just like he's sitting there. Lord, you know what? I just want to know. People think I'm really done lost my mind, really. I said, Lord, you know so-and-so. I be talking. Like he's sitting right there. I said, Lord, you know. You know me. And you know such and such a thing. And you know what I'm going through. And Lord, you got to tell me what to do with this. You know, you got to show me what to do. You know, show me what to do. If I need something to know what to do. Amen. So you got a friend. You're not lonely. Ever. Because you got a friend. Named Jesus. I said, you got a friend named Jesus. He will be a friend to you that nobody can be that you could got legs and shoes and a head on. He will be a friend that you, boy, you're going to be glad that you let him be your friend. God, I just pray in Jesus' name that we will let the truth make us free everywhere we need to be free. Everything we've been trying to overcome. I pray, Lord, you would help us by your mighty power to overcome every weakness in our flesh. Things that, you know, just we say and make us. But Lord, we want to overcome this stuff. God, we want, when you come, we want you to be proud of what we tried to do and then we trusted you. Lord, we want to trust you with all our hearts, all our souls and minds. Lord, we want to trust you, Lord. Help us to overcome, Lord. There's some things, God, hallelujah, that don't necessarily be sin. Probably won't even send us to hell, but we don't like it. It's in our lives and we don't like it. We want it gone, God. We want it gone. We want to be all that you want us to be. Hallelujah. So I'm asking you to help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. You know my heart. You know all about me. Even the strands of my head, you know. So help me, God. Help me to overcome, Lord. Help me to love the unlovable. Help me to care. Help me. I ask it in Jesus' name. Will you stand? John 8:32 says what? I'm going to remember that by name. John 8:32. Did you hear that? He said, you're going to know. You shall know the truth. And the truth that you know is going to set you free and make you free. I receive the truth, sister. I receive that. I love that scripture. The truth making me free. That gives me great hope. Great hope. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Do you need prayer for anything? I'm gonna. That's all, as I said. I delivered my soul. That's all I have to say, and I feel that God is through. Amen. What was y'all? Now, I don't never do this. Something Selena said this morning. I can't think of it, so the Lord probably want me to let it alone. Okay. Amen. The Lord loves you. He knows your struggle, that you really want to be a Christian. He knows that. Yeah. I don't know where your life has been, you know, what you went through. Who cares? God brought you through. So the Bible, we had a song saying, look what the Lord has done. He healed my spirit. He saved my soul. He saved me just in time. Amen. I'm going to praise his name. He's done a great thing in your life. Hallelujah. And God's going to use you. Don't pull back from the Lord using you, child. You let the Lord use you. You're not, say, perfect in your, but who cares? You know, there's nobody perfect but Jesus. You know, so never think that what you got is some little bitty. God don't give people little bitty. What God does in people's lives is like a tornado. Mm-hmm. Woo! His things are it get things done. So you be strong in the Lord, sister, and in the power of his might. You hear me? You be strong. Amen. Don't think, well, that ain't nothing. No, what God give us is something. It may not seem like it's nothing, but God don't play. He ain't got time to be playing. No. He just read down the business. I always remember he's a business God. He really is. And he loves you a lot. And don't think because you blah, 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 whatever you're thinking. Whatever he give you is great. And listen, children of God. God give us stuff for the church. You know what I'm saying? You have a dream. You have a word or something. It's for the church. We are the people of God. Y'all believe that? Praise the Lord. I'm through. God bless you all. I'm through. I have delivered my soul.